How you doing, Amos?
Good, how are you?
Fire when ready, boys.
Amos, can you talk about, you know, with the injuries to some of the pitchers, what have they told you about your new role, I guess?
Right now, nothing's really set in stone. I would say just from logistics that I'll probably start Fridays until we get Zay back. But, you know, obviously losing those two guys is big because you're losing two of your best pitchers throughout the year. But, you know, we're just going to have to make adjustments and go with what we have left.
Do you feel more prepared for this than you were 3 months ago?
For the most part, just kind of getting out and getting some experience against, you know, some of the bigger teams in the country. It definitely helps. I wouldn't say going into the season that I was unprepared, but it just having more experience is definitely helpful.
Yeah, it's one thing to have to go through it. And then
Have you, as the season has progressed, have you had one pitch now that you feel that that's the pitch I like?
I've kind of gotten to where I like to throw my changeup a lot more. I feel like when it's located well, it's a really tough pitch to hit. I like to throw it off my fastball because you know, that's what a changeup's supposed to be. It's supposed to look like a fastball and drop off. Unfortunately, I left one up in the zone today and it got hit out. But, you know, as a pitcher, you can't let one pitch dictate how you throw your game, and, you know, you just have to make a better pitch next time.
Yeah, you look at their lineup, I think their first four hitters were all hitting over 300, so, you were facing some good hitters out there.
Well, after that guy hit the long home run, you sat down 10 straight. So, I mean, you had good look, you had good stuff tonight?
I feel like I did. It definitely felt a lot more natural than, you know, I would say some of my last starts have felt. Just getting back out and trying to pound the strike zone. I've had some trouble walking guys in my past few outings, and that's kind of been just eating at me mentally and frustrating because, you know, I've never been a guy that's had control issues. And so just working with Coach Howell and, you know, just trying to figure that out and get back in the strike zone, I feel like was big for me today.
Just a little mechanical thing here?
A little bit mechanical, a little bit of a mentality, I would say.
Threw a lot of ground ball outs tonight. Is that when you have ground balls like that, is that what you're looking for when you're pitching?
Yeah, you definitely want to keep balls on the ground, keep them in the infield. You know, we've got a really great defensive infield, especially with you know, Jackson, Luke, and Austin up the middle, and then Jackson and Tristan on the corners. And Luke has really made some great plays for us at short, and then Austin, too, when he spent time there. So, you know, just got to trust your defense and keep balls on the ground because you can get hurt with balls when they get up in the air, but you're probably just going to give up singles if they're on the ground.
Do you like knowing that you're going to be a starter from now on?
I like having the thought just so I can kind of prepare for it. You know, as a reliever, you don't really know when you're going to pitch. And, you know, before the Saturday Clemson game, you know, I'd been about a week and a half without throwing out of the pen just because, you know, certain situations you want to go with certain guys. And so I feel like I'll be a little bit more comfortable knowing when I'm going to start again. But, again, you just kind of have to work with what you're given.
Who was the happiest guy on the bench tonight after all that happened? Did you see anybody that you're especially happy for?
I would say Micah Carpenter's big hit. A lot of people, because, you know, he has been around this program for 4 years. He graduated, or he's going to graduate tomorrow, actually. And, you know, he's spent most of his time as a pitcher. And so seeing him get his first hit was pretty cool. And then Jamie Taylor and Nick Wilhite and Jackson Webb, just seeing all those guys with big hits, it was a lot of fun tonight. A lot of guys contributed.
Are they going to make you an honorary member of the Killer Dubs?
I don't know. We'll have to see about that.
Petition for membership?
I think so. I think me and Robert Winborn have to petition.
Anything else for Amos?
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amos.